First of all, I would like to make a comment. Over the 15 or 16 head of state, only 4 were present at this summit, so we can let the international community appreciate. And then the main thing we have to point out is that in democracy, we have to promote the law, that means freedom and justice. And we think that what happened in Côte d'Ivoire, I have said this many, many times. It happened in the United States in the year 2000. And you solve the problem within your legal system. That means that you got the controversial election in year 2000, and the Supreme Court decided who was the winner. In our case, we can say that our election was a controversy, and the Constitutional Court decided that the winner is the President Laurent Gbagbo. Like in any democracy, the final result is given by the court. This is what happened in our country.
Well, President Gbagbo stepped down as demanded by the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS.
No, I told you that over the 16 head of state who are member of the ECOWAS, only 4 were present. I think that it is a signal. That means that those who didn't attend the summit, they don't think that the decision was a good decision.
So, Ambassador, in this case, how do you think the impasse right now in Ivory Coast can be resolved?
I think that, like in any democracy, when you have a controversy, you have to solve the problem with your legal system. That means that we must believe, we must trust our own institution. That means that if there is a controversy between the 2 candidates, I think that they must believe, they must trust their institution. And if the head of states of ECOWAS, they want to know what is going on before holding the summit, they have to come and to listen to the different actors. They didn't come. They sat down in Nigeria and they took a decision. I think that this kind of behavior is not fair.
So in this case, is President Gbagbo willing to hold talks with his challenger, Alassane Ouattara, to resolve this problem?
I think that both of them are citizens of our country. At any time, they can sit down, they can talk to each other, and they can find a solution. But we know that in democracy, the main thing to do is to follow the rule of law. And in our case, the law is the law. It can be you cannot like the law, you cannot like the decision of the court, but the decision of the court is a decision. Look, in the year 2000, Vice President Al Gore accepted the result given by the Supreme Court of the United States. Even he was the winner in the popular vote. And Vice President Al Gore said one thing which is very important. He said, this is America, and we put the country above the party. This is one sentence which is very important, which is relevant in our case. First of all, there is a controversy. Secondly, the court has decided, and I think that all of the citizens are under the law. They cannot be above the law.
Well, Ambassador Yao, there are suggestions that if the President Gbagbo does not allow a resolution of the crisis, the country could be plunged into deeper crisis once again, with the country being divided between the North and South. What do you say to that?
No, it isn't a problem. Now, the case is not a division between the North and the South. Look, we have the so-called majorité présidentielle. Within the LMP, which is the political force who support the President Gbagbo, you can find those coming from the North, Muslim, Christian, and so on. In what the political force which supports Prime Minister Ouattara, you can find those who come from the North, who come from the center of the country, those who come from the South, Muslim, Christian. So we think that it is a judiciary controversy. Which is going on in our country is a judiciary controversy. It is not controversy between the North and the South, or Muslim and Christian. So I think that they must believe on the judiciary solution.
Well, you just said that everybody should put the interest of Ivory Coast, the country, above everybody else.
Yes.
So in this case, will President Gbagbo put the interest of Ivorians above his by listening to the international community, by stepping down?
If you know the history of Ivory Coast, in 1999, we have experienced our first military coup, what we call coup d'etat in our history. Where was the international community? Where was the international community in the year 1999? And then, in the year 2002, we experienced what they call now the rebellion in our country. Where was the international community? What did they say? They forced our government to share the power with those who took the gun to achieve their political goal, which is not fair. This can never happen in any democracy around the world. But we accepted to share the power with those who take the gun to they use threats and force, military force, to achieve the political goal. So we think that we Ivorians, we have done too much. We have done too much to achieve the peace in our country. So I think that the problem is that those who are declared as the losers, according to our constitutional courts, are those who must put the interests of the country above their own interests, like, and I repeat, like Vice President Al Gore did in the year 2000. He won the popular vote, but according to the decision of the Supreme Court of the United States, he conceded, he accepted to be the loser, which is what we want in our country. We don't want our country to be like a country without law, without any respect to the decision of our constitutional courts. The constitutional court in Ivory Coast is the same like the constitutional court in France. It is the equivalent of the Supreme Court in the United States. This is the reality in our country.
Well, Ambassador Yao, some people are accusing President Gbagbo of committing the same coup d'etat that you are talking about. And if you describe the problem in Ivory Coast as a constitutional crisis or as a constitutional problem, how do you think that can be resolved?
But in your opinion, what is a coup d'etat? But in our case, President Gbagbo has been declared president by our constitutional court. Why did Mr. Alassane Ouattara, the Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister, why did he write? Why did he send a letter to the president of the Constitutional Court? Because he knew that in our case, only the Constitutional Court can make you become a president. And the same Constitutional Court cannot declare two people president. Look, during the first round, before the first round, which institution qualified the candidate? The Constitutional Court. After the first round, which institution in our country qualified the two candidates for the second round? The Constitutional Court. So I think that the Constitutional Court did its job. The law is the law. You cannot like the law. You have to respect the law.
There are suggestions that the head of the Constitutional Court is a chief supporter of
yes.
President Gbagbo. So such things should be expected.
Okay. But in the year 2000 in the United States, the judge, the head of the Supreme Court, was a Republican. He was a friend of President W. Bush's father. He was his father's friend. It is the same case.
So is President Gbagbo willing to have a unity government to resolve this problem? Is that the aim?
Any political crisis must be solved peacefully, with dialogue, with negotiation. So we think that the head of state has so many solutions, peaceful solutions. In the United States, for instance, it took one month from November 7th to December 13th in year 2000 to solve the controversy between Vice President Al Gore and President George Bush. And we think that I said that in your case, the president of the Supreme Court in the year 2000 who decided that Mr. President George W. Bush was the winner was a Republican, and he was a friend of President George Bush's father. And they find the solution within the legal system of the United States. This is our hope in our case. We think that the president is the president of any single citizen of Cote d'Ivoire. So if there is a controversy, they can down, they can talk to each other and to find peacefully the solution. This is our hope.
Ambassador Yao, what are his plans of resolving this problem? Has he put forward any plan to resolve this crisis?
Pardon me?
My question is, what are President Gbagbo's plans to resolve this crisis?
Oh, I don't know, but I can imagine. President Gbagbo is, first of all, a citizen of Côte d'Ivoire, a citizen of West Africa, a citizen of Africa, and a citizen of the world. So it can use so many tools, so many instruments. But what we need is to solve peacefully this problem. Peacefully.
How do you resolve this problem peacefully? How do you do that?
But in any single country around the world, a political crisis is resolved through negotiation. People have to talk to each other. But it depends on them.
So is President Gbagbo willing to talk to his opponent?
But the opponent might have to talk to the president too. It cannot be a unilateral decision. It can be a bilateral decision.
So what is your message to Ivorians, if I may ask?
First of all, for a democracy. And the main pillar in democracy are institutions, law, and freedom. And we think that in any single country around the world, the election cannot be perfect. That means that it can lead to a controversy. And what we need is to solve any single controversy through negotiation, through dialogue, and to solve this kind of problem peacefully. This is the message we have to deliver to the Ivorian people.